listening to Italian Dish, and I'm your host, Christine. I'm an expat here in Italy. In each episode, we'll cook one Italian recipe together, and I'll dish a little bit about what it's really like living here in Italy. So, put on your apron, pour yourself a glass of wine, and let's get cooking. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti nella mia cucina. Hi guys, welcome to my kitchen and Happy New Year. Can you believe it's 2021 already? Oh my gosh. Just the idea of it, I'm sure I'm going to write the date wrong maybe 100 times before we get out of the month of January, I'm sure. And what a year it is. I've got a really interesting recipe for you guys today. We're going to make a salad, so kind of in terms of just, I think, the natural course of events that when we get to January, we're all maybe a little bit tired of all the heavy, rich foods that we might have been eating around the holidays. I know I am. If I can only speak for myself, I'll just say that I am absolutely full of all desserts and just like heavy cakes. And I mean, I ate so many Christmas cookies this season. I don't even know how many, but I'm ready for not necessarily like a detox, but just to sort of move towards eating more lighter foods, more vegetables and things like that. So this month's recipes, I've decided the theme is going to be all vegetarian recipes. And so to start the month out, I chose a really classic Italian salad, which is great, I mean, at any time of the year, but also great now because fennel is in season. And this, the salad that we're making is like an insalata di finocchi e arance. So it's like a fennel and orange salad. So if you've never had fennel before, it's kind of got an interesting shape. It's like a bulbed vegetable and it's got like fennel fronds at the top, which you can also use for something else. So don't throw those away. You can kind of like top another salad with them, if you ask me. And yeah, so let's get started making this recipe. You're just going to need fennel, oranges, pine nuts, uvetta or raisins, salt, extra virgin olive oil, and apple cider vinegar. And then if you want, you can sort of top it at the end with some other goodies, which stick around to the end. I'll tell you what those are. If you're interested in cooking if you like these recipes and you want to cook along with us, all of the details, the instructions, and quantities are listed every week in a post that go out to my Patreon members in the tier, the Italian Dish Cooking Club. So that is linked in the show notes. If you want to get the recipe, head over there and consider supporting the podcast. So let's get started making our fennel and orange salad. I've got my fennel bulb in a paper bag here. And it's very dirty because it's from a farm, like very fresh, but very dirty. So I'm going to rinse it off. And then we're going to clean it by sort of cutting it up. So I just sliced like turned it on its side and sliced the base off. And then I sort of sliced the tops off. So there's that. You can also sort of like remove, I don't know, any parts that are like bruised or kind of ruined on the outside. I just kind of like peel the outside layer with my knife. That's a good description. There we go. And then you want to cut it in half. So from the top through the middle. Oh, it smells so fragrant. So if you don't like licorice flavored things, you might not like the salad, I will admit. But I suggest you give it a try because fennel is great for digestion. It's super delicious. And oddly enough, my husband grew up eating raw fennel sticks cut up as like an afternoon vegetable, just like in America we did with carrot sticks. And I just find that hilarious because I didn't even know fennel existed growing up. But here we are. And now you're going to try and slice it as thinly as possible. And that's just like a texture thing. It's going to be a little more pleasing to the palate when it's sliced really thinly. If you have a mandolin, you can go ahead and use that to help you. I do not have a mandolin, so rely on my knife skills. and looking forward to eating a vegetable today, I gotta say. I don't know about your holiday season, but mine was much busier than I expected, even given the lockdown and all that. It's not that we had any like major events, but just like getting everything ready, decorating our house. I mean, I spent maybe too much time this year cutting up paper snowflakes and all that, decorating presents. I mean, the gifts I wrapped looked prettier than the actual gift on the inside this year. Oh my gosh. But, you know, that's just me. I like making things pretty. So I'm slicing up the other half of my fennel. And this lovely licorice smell is just permeating my kitchen already. I love licorice and anise-flavored cookies, anything like that. So naturally, fennel as a vegetable also really appeals to me. I think it's like a love-hate thing. Like, some people just really don't like it, but that's crazy to me. But, you know, to each their own. Okay, I've got my fennel all sliced, cut and sliced. And I also don't know if I said this earlier, but remove the, like, center core piece as well at the base. And then we're just going to stick this in a big mixing bowl and add a little bit of vinegar and fill it up with water. I'm not 100% sure as to why we're doing that, but that's what the recipe calls for. It said in the recipe, add acqua acidulata, so like acidified water. Italian speakers, help me out there if you know what I'm supposed to be doing here. This is what I took it to mean, but I definitely could be wrong, you know? Don't claim to be an expert. The only other times I've done this was when I made, like, artichokes. So I just added, like, a splash of vinegar. Give that a little mix. Maybe it'll soften up the fennel. Maybe that's the idea. I really don't know. I'm not going to lie. Okay, so now that we've done that, we're going to move on to our oranges. And we're going to take one of the oranges and slice it open and just juice it. And I'm juicing it directly into another container. I'm just using a mug where I have the raisins. So the orange juice is going to kind of like soak up into the raisins somewhat and flavor them, sort of give rehydrate them a bit, and all that goodness. I'm just juicing this orange directly onto the raisins. There we go. I love citrus. Another great staple of the winter. It's like winter is rough, but we have the holidays, and winter vegetables can be a bit hardy, but at least we have at least we have citrus in season, right? Oh gosh, give us a little bit of brightness to these cold days. Okay. So that's just going to sit while we prep everything else. I'm going to rinse my hands off. And I'm going to go ahead and finish the oranges. So take the other amount of oranges that we have and start like peeling it and sectioning it. But don't peel it as if you're going to peel it like with your hands. I want you to take a knife and again, turn the orange on its side and cut towards the end, just like create a flat side on the orange, and then do the opposite on the other end. So you're like cutting the top and bottom, like the north and south poles off of them, basically. And then take the knife and from the top, so like roll it so that it's sitting flat on your cutting board, and take your knife and just cut around the orange to remove the peel and all of the white part as well. And that will keep all of the white part off of your orange so that it's not bitter at all. We only have the sweet, sweet orange. So since I have really tiny oranges, I'm using another one. And gonna do the same thing. Just cut off the top and bottom. And I'm going around and slicing off the peel. If you've never done this before, you're gonna be amazed at how great it is to have an orange without any of the white stuff on it. All right, so now we just want to like section it. So carefully holding it in your hand, using your knife to sort of like cut in between the lines of where the orange slices are. So you're not cutting the like membrane off. You're just like leaving that intact and cutting the orange out of it, if that makes sense. It takes a little bit of skill, but you guys can do it. I believe in you. There we go. Careful if you have a really sharp knife. Like, I'm working with a knife from IKEA, so it's really not that fancy of a knife, but I got a nice, like, knife sharpener, I guess. I don't know how else to call that, but so even my cheap IKEA knife has been rendered a weapon. Oh my gosh. I gotta be careful. Podcasting and cutting things. Whoever thought that was a good idea, am I right? And speaking of crazy ideas and crazy things happening, what the actual heck, America? I have just been completely floored by the news this week. It's the first week of January. I mean, Google it if you don't know what's happening, but wow, I'm just shocked as I was in November. Just like the amount of crazy happening is beyond my comprehension. Oh my gosh. I don't always talk about politics on the show, and I don't never talk about politics, but it's just like sometimes it comes up. I mean, it's life. I can't completely act like I'm in a void. And I'm an American, even though I'm in Italy, so it's like, of course, my thoughts go out to my country. But, you know, unfortunately, I also feel like it's just like, unless I go on social media and post a bunch of cranky things, there's not too much I can do from here. I don't know. Don't want to take like a pacifist stance, because I'm definitely not, but anyhow, it's just a mess. And so we're making salad. And that's where we're at. All right, I'm almost done with these oranges. And then we want to like move on to, there we go, last little bit. Now we're going to toast up our pine nuts, which again, might not be the easiest ingredient for you to access. If not, I mean, you could use like almonds or something. Just rinsing off the orange off my hands. So I'm going to take my pine nuts over to a skillet and without putting any oil in it, so just keeping it dry. Just gonna turn that on, pine nuts in, and let those toast. So yeah, anyways, if you guys didn't know what holiday falls in January in Italy, it is that of the Epiphany, which is not just Italy, it's a Catholic holiday. But it has something to do with the wise men showing up later to meet the newly born baby Jesus. And in Italy, the tradition is to celebrate the holiday, and it's known more by its like pagan name of the holiday, which is the Befana. And the Befana is actually an old woman slash kind witch, I guess, who travels around on a broom on the night of the 5th and gives children and fills children's stockings for the morning of the 6th. So that was really interesting to me because we always grew up with the Christmas tradition of Santa Claus filling your stocking on Christmas, so Christmas Eve, Christmas. But Italian children have their stockings on the 6th of January to celebrate the Befana. And so if you've been good all year, the Befana brings you sweets and candies and treats and maybe a little gift. And if you have not, then the Befana will give you coal in your stocking. Kind of reminiscent also to the Western tradition of like Santa Claus bringing you coal in your stocking if you're on the naughty list, so to speak, which I still find just like really bizarre. It's like, oh, have you been a good kid? Have you not? Here's some coal. But anyway, in Italy, they even make like a coal for children that's like a sweet candied like dessert. It's weird. Google it. But so that's one thing that I have also learned living in Italy, because I have never celebrated that in my life. And In the first few years of living here in Italy, my mother-in-law would give us stockings with candies in it, even though we're adults, for the Befana. And there's the saying in Italian that, like, the Befana, tutte le feste le porta via, like, oh my gosh, I think I messed up the rhyme. But anyways, it's like the end of the holiday season in Italy, essentially, when the Epiphany comes. So, yeah, just kind of an interesting little cultural tidbit about the fact that, like, holidays are different. The holidays extend into January here, which is, at first, I kind of felt like, oh, well, they're just really, like, dragging on the holidays when I, you know, in the first couple of years living here. But then I kind of got used to it and I really like it because it kind of feels like a more natural end instead of, like, just the new year. It's like, and holidays are done. Like, I don't know. Also, I guess you could make the argument that in the United States, they start the holidays too early with, like, after Thanksgiving, it's all of a sudden supposed to be, like, Christmas season, and it's not even December yet. And then here, I guess they just extend it in the opposite direction. It's, like, towards in January, you know? It's, like, pretty much the same amount of time, just before or after. But yeah, so anyways, yesterday we went to my mother-in-law's house for the Befana to celebrate it with the kids, like my nephew and my son. And they got a little gift and stockings full of candy that I was like, well, I'm not going to give him this chocolate. This is for me. And so, oh gosh, it's so funny. But my mother-in-law just takes these holidays really seriously, which I kind of find sweet because I don't know anything about the Italian holidays. I'm obviously still learning a lot. I haven't really lived in Italy all that long. I've only been here for about 4.5 years. So obviously still a lot to learn. Okay, these pine nuts are looking and smelling very toasty. I'm just going to turn off the heat because I'm toasting them in my cast iron and I know that it will stay hot for a while, so they're going to keep toasting. So just try and turn those around a bit, stir them up, take that off the heat even though the pan will stay hot. They are very toasty. That smells great. Oh, I love pine nuts in anything. Perfect. Okay, so this is coming together really fast, which is exactly the kind of recipe I like. Okay, so now we've got the fennel sliced, we've got the orange slices sliced, we've toasted our pine nuts. All we need to do now is make the dressing. So I'm going to take the orange juice and pour that into this little, like, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a measuring cup, but it's like a vertical cylinder thing. Oh my gosh, descriptive vocabulary has declined. And we're going to add some olive oil. Let's see. So we're making like a salad dressing, basically. So orange juice, olive oil, salt, and vinegar. Let's get our apple cider vinegar. Let's see here. Just pouring in that vinegar. Cool. Then we're gonna add some salt. You can always add more to taste later. I'm just gonna use an immersion blender. Like an orange vinaigrette. Perfect. And basically we're done. We're just gonna add everything back to the bowl and call it a salad. So I'm gonna drain this fennel and then just stick it back in its original bowl. Add our orange slices. Add the grapes. Raisins, I can't speak. And our pine nuts. So it's a really colorful, it's like white base, but like a colorful salad, which I love. And then stir in the dressing. We've got a flavorful winter salad for you guys. It's very refreshing. and crisp, which love that. And you can definitely eat this right away, but I think it's really good if you kind of let it, all the flavors sort of come together for a little bit in the fridge. So that's my recommendation. You guys, I hope you can hear that. That's my son banging on the side of his crib in his room. He's woken up from his nap. Oh my gosh. The ever drama of having a small child and trying to get anything done. All right, so I've mixed everything in my salad. It is good to go. I'm going to taste this later. But there you go. I hope you had a wonderful new year and that you're ready for 2021. And look forward to more vegetarian recipes in the coming weeks. Bye, guys. I realized I was supposed to tell you guys what were some other fun things you could top this salad with, and I completely forgot. So here I am again. You can definitely top this. The recipe that I saw used like semi di zucca or pumpkin seeds. You could also use like any sort of nut, I think, to give it more of like a nice crunch. I'm actually going to use granella di pistacchi. So like a, oh my gosh, in English. Chopped pistachio nuts. You could also do like black olives for a little bit of like a sour, tangy bite. Some like pomodori secchi, so like some sun-dried tomatoes. You can sort of add whatever suits your fancy to this, but I think whatever happens, it'll be delightful. And enjoy your salads, you guys. Grazie, ciao, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Italian Dish. If you enjoyed this recipe and know someone else who loves Italian food, share it with them. Buon appetito, ragazzi, and until next time, alla prossima, ciao, ciao.